Hey everybody, welcome to Livingston Live. This is Reverend Gregory Seal Livingston here, and I want to kick off this inaugural episode of my podcast talking about slave owner reparations. We always talk about reparations for the descendants of the transatlantic slave trade, but I just want to real quick and brief and make a point here about slave owner reparations and what that means in this whole struggle for justice, for economic justice. You know, the late comedian, the late insult comedian, Don Rickles, was once asked the question, why do you make fun of black people? And he gave a very quick and sure retort, a very, very sudden response. He said, because I'm not one. And everybody laughed because it was Don Rickles, and that's what Don Rickles does. And so oftentimes, if you bring up, especially if you're black, the subject of reparations, people say, well, that happened a long time ago. Why do we have to continue to talk about that? Why do we have to continue to talk about people that are dead and gone? And you may be a descendant, but that was a long time ago. But it's like the response that, or the opposite of the response that Don Rickles gave, because I am a descendant of the transatlantic slave trade. I am a descendant of the inhumane brutality that was just put upon black-skinned people. No excuses. There's no way to talk out or around that. It is what it is. Let us get to this issue, though, because we can have all kind of debates about reparations, and we do, and we have. But what about slave owner reparations? In 1862, President Abraham Lincoln signed the District of Columbia Emancipation Act, where every slave owner received $300 in compensation for every freed slave. Did you hear me? The District of Columbia Emancipation Act of 1862 gave redress, so-called redress, to slave owners of $300 for every freed slave. Also, when the Haitians, when they won their independence from France, do you realize that it's just been less than 100 years that the Haitians had to pay, give reparations to the French, and their last reparation payment to the French to compensate them on the loss of their labor and property was in 1947. Here's my second point. There has never, ever been, as it concerns the transatlantic slave trade, to the best of my knowledge, any kind of reparations ever paid to the descendants of those persons that were taken from Africa and beaten into slavery in North America and South America. Matter of fact, Brazil had 10 times the slaves that the United States did. But we're not going to get into a victim hierarchy here. And this is not about a victimology, which leads me into the third point. I'm being very quick here because I want to get something in the can on this podcast so we can continue to deal and act upon serious issues down the line. This is not about any kind of victimology and creating victim hierarchies. We were in slavery too. We were indentured servants. No, it's nothing like that at all. I live in New York City, and New York had the most slaves of any northern state, the most slaves of any northern state. And New York's number one commodity was not cotton, textiles, things of that nature. Their number one commodity was black-skinned slaves, black-skinned Africans. They built the wall, which became Wall Street. They were auctioned off. They were property. They were chattel. They were a commodity. They were traded like stocks. That's where it comes from, the New York Stock Exchange. But the commodity that was being traded, exchanged, bartered, were human beings. But to the people who were doing it, they weren't human beings. They were just property, assets, in order to increase their profit and their wealth. Now, here's the point. it's not about a victimology or victimologies. It's not about victim hierarchies. It is about economic justice. There is a debt that is still owed the descendants of transatlantic slave trading. There has been great profit, great benefit. And my point is this. There is a bill that has been reintroduced by Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee, HB House Bill 40, which, you know, and she wants to do a study of reparations now. That's fine. Let the politicians do that. But this is about economic justice. This is about the international scope that reparations must be talked about, looked at, and acted upon. The Dutch were slave trading gods. From the port here in New York to Rotterdam, the kind of trading that went on, the Gold Coast in Africa, the Dutch were wizards. They were gods. They were, you know, even during wars across the seas, the transatlantic slave trade still happened. What I'm saying here, it is not just an American issue, but we must do something about all of the countries that were involved in this in order to achieve, in order to get economic justice. All those banks and all of those financial institutions, all of those riches that are in the Netherlands and those countries that were part of the transatlantic slave trade, all of this was built. All of this money, this profit was generated from black skin, black backs, black blood, Africans beaten into slavery once they reached the North American shores. And so my thing is this. We can talk about it. I'll talk about it. Only so long, but it's time for the revolution. It is time for us to go to the international citizens of faith and goodwill in all the countries that were involved here, because now we are in the season, and let me use this name, especially after the execution of George Floyd, it ignited a racial reckoning around the globe. Well, the racial reckoning has only just begun, because criminal justice is one thing, but economic justice, that's where the real push comes. Because I'll guarantee you this, it was not so difficult to get a law passed to give the slave owners reparations in America or anywhere else as it is to get the descendants of slavery reparations. And the reason for that is that white supremacy is afraid. You know why? Because the oppressor fears retaliation, the oppressor fears retribution, the oppressor fears pain, the oppressor says, I hope I don't want to even give them the opportunity to possibly do to us what we did to them. Look, for me, it's not even about that. It's about pay up the money that you owe, and pay it with interest, because black people have paid taxes for benefiting from this country, but black people have never been paid for being the benefit of this country. Am I angry? Not all the time, but I'm passionate about doing the right thing for all people, and I'm not afraid, especially for my black people. Look, y'all, it's time for the revolution. Let the politicians politic, but for those of you that are of a heart and mind like mine, let's hit the street, let's hit the oceans, let's hit the international straightways, and let's make this happen. I would love for your feedback and your comments. God bless you. Peace.